Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In their special press conference today, the 14th of December, former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Tengku Razali announced that there will be a vote to approve the 2021 budget tomorrow, and there is a possibility that the government will lose. If they lose, he hopes that the ministers will finally stop thinking about themselves and start thinking about the nation. Myself and Tengku Razali are the only few people who still care about the country, he said. He said that the ministers nowadays are only obsessed with money and the position they hold. This is why they decided to come back for the people and form a nation that the people need and make Malaysia the Asian tiger again. Tengku Razali. This is the time to reactivate our economic sector, which has taken a bad hit. The current government is unstable as they never received the people's approval with only a majority of 2 votes. When politics are unstable, no investors are willing to invest their money in the country. When the economy doesn't improve, this will decrease job opportunities, thus affecting the youth of the nation who need to support their family. The current government initially had some good ideas but did not think of the poor people and only taught them a subsistence way of living. No one in our country should ever be deprived our food, as our land is fertile. It's not enough to just sympathize with the affected community. The government needs to have a strong and concise plan. The youth will also lose their confidence in the nation when they realize they have no say. Trust me, this no empty talk. Don't worry, we old people can guide you. This is the world of young, and it's the tomorrow of theirs, not ours. He added that their aim is not to spoon-feed the rakyat but to just give an initial boost to them. Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, there is a possibility that tomorrow, the 15th of December, when they vote for the budget 2021, the government will lose. Tun M. hopes that when this happens, those in the parliament will stop thinking about themselves. Many people have been asking him if there's no way Malaysia could return to its former glory, but the current government only cares about their politics. There are over 30 ministers employed, but they don't seem to be doing anything as they're inexperienced. Tun M. and Tengku Razali hope to use their experience not for their own selfish purposes but for the people. He even said that they don't even need to be paid, as they're content with their pension. If they lose tomorrow, there will be no government. But hopefully this will lead to the formation of a new government will be dedicated to serve and help the people. It's not that I want to become a prime minister or any minister. He feels that while there's no lineup for a new government, currently they can't see anyone in the current government who actually cares about the people. Tun M confirms that while he's still in the opposition, he insists that the opposition is only useful if they help the country. If the 222 MPs love the people, don't vote based on political parties, vote based on what's best. Unless there's a general election, the only way a new government can be formed is if all 222 members of the parliament begin to choose the government. When asked to comment about Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim obtaining majority votes, he simply said that it all goes to the parliament. The rakyat are fed up with politicians who only think about politics. What they want is a new government that thinks about them. If somehow the budget passes tomorrow, the current government will continue but a weak one. A reporter asked Tun M if he has spoken to Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim as the head of opposition, but Tun M just said he has had no contact with Datuk Seri Anwar. Tun M confirmed that he won't be voting for the budget tomorrow and won't be taking part in the debate whatsoever. Even though Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim is the opposition leader, he doesn't command everyone. Everyone has the freedom to support whoever they want. The people are very angry as the current government hijacked the former government they voted for. It's not about the question of willing or not, it's about the support. If everyone supports me, I can be the prime minister tomorrow. Let us know what you think about their statement. Also read, they practice gangsterism and also money politics. Rafizi Ramli calls for Anwar to choose his friends wisely. Source, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Source, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Source, BBC. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.